It's the Leafs game night. They're in Washington. Playoff rematch. And then right back home to take on the Red Wings tomorrow night. And that's a game you can hear right here on TSN 1050. Tonight's Leafs-Caps game you can watch on TSN 4. This is the Noodle Show featuring Overdrive with a replacement for Hayes.
We've got a lot of moving parts.
Yeah. And TSN Hockey Insider Darren Dreger. What's up?
I'm here early today because I had to do a quiz replacing Jeff O'Neill, who couldn't leave his radio post early
right.
to go do the quiz.
Well, couldn't leave his radio post early.
He's gone now.
Yeah.
Now, is the quiz not sometime, like, can't you tape it live? Like,
the
not
device.
Tape it live. Can't you do it live?
Probably could have done it at 3:45 before the radio shift.
You could do it.
That would mean Bob McKenzie would have to come in for 3:30, and you got zero chance
of
that happening. Yeah. So
yeah, that's not happening. But the quiz master gets. I like the live version. We'll do the Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah,
do it live. Agree.
Do it live.
Do it live.
Quiz master's off his rocker today too. Well, I'm warning.
Okay. Well, believe me, I got some of the emails with the goals. That one.
2 points.
Matthews versus Lemieux. Yeah.
Get the best release in the game.
It is.
The quiz master had an opus too on TSN.ca about the 2 points for a goal.
Oh yeah, we got the email. I
but,
read.
But
it today.
Shouldn't that be enough? I mean, he's got his platform on .ca. Well, assuming the Quizmaster is a he.
Yeah.
Right?
Could be, yeah.
And to force it into a device like the quiz, for the most part, is supposed to be good-natured, have some fun, couple of chuckles, maybe the odd time it gets into a debating fashion, but...
No, it's full on now.
A little arrogant, frankly.
Well, it'll be fine, because I've enjoyed doing the quiz, but there are times where it's just, it's edgy. It's edgy. He heads down a road where you're like, well, I don't know if
You get in trouble because of the quiz.
Sometimes you do. Because
you need blunt answers.
You need blunt answers. It's a yes or no. And a lot of times, sometimes if you're on the fence, you choose one side or the other. They ask you to choose that side because you're like, okay, you're going against somebody. So I remember being on Gino's show in the summers. That's Hockey Summer. And they've got those... comparisons, those players. So there was one versus Taylor versus Tyler.
Oh yeah, you'd have fun with that.
So in the morning you put in, like, who do you want, Taylor or Tyler? Well, whoever I was on with that night, whether it was Mike Johnson or Dave Reed or whoever, chose Tyler. So I took Taylor. I was at a wedding 2 days later. Sitting at my table was Tyler Seguin. And Milan Lucic is like, hey, Noodles, you were on That's Hockey the other day saying,
yeah, of course,
Paul's better. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And like, I don't know Seguin. I don't know him very well at all. I know he's a great player and all that. But again, for the sake of that show, it was like I chose Taylor. And Taylor wasn't at the wedding, but Lucic and Tyler were. And Lucic was stirring the pot saying, you know what? Noodle said the other night, Taylor's a way better player, projects to be a better... And I'm like, you're just killing me here.
Well, and the other thing, you know how it is on Twitter. If you are presented with a Toronto option versus a non-Toronto but Canadian option...
Yeah, right.
If you take Toronto option, your app mentions must just...
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
for light sure.
up. All the time. Doesn't matter. Anything we talk about that comes from Toronto... Regardless of its... I tweeted today about the Canadian College Golf Championship going on at Royal Ashburn Golf Club, which is northeast of Toronto, 40 minutes or so, right? I mean, these are, you know, college golfers from Vancouver Island to Prince Edward Island.
Right.
You know, there's like 82 players.
Yeah.
I play at this club all the time, so I'm trying to get them a little publicity. It's open to the public. Automatically, somebody comes at me, oh, well, it must be in Toronto, otherwise Dreger wouldn't be tweeting about it. So I went right back at him, and I'm like, no, in fact, it's Ashburn, Ontario, small town Canada, and that's a failed chirp, so buzz off.
Yeah, take a lap. You know? The guy probably took it down.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's the other thing. These guys, they chirp, and then they take it down.
Twitter
tough guys, and then they say something absurd and take it down a second later.
Well, and that's the most disappointing thing, because you see a response like the one you had, and then you've got to put your thumb on the link, and this tweet's been deleted.
Yeah.
There's nothing more disappointing than a solid chirp yeah. on a deleted, a since deleted tweet, because you want to know what the guy said,
yeah.
and then it's gone.
Yeah, you know? Fair.
But speaking of Dregs, Toronto hysteria, and I don't lay this at our feet. Barry Trotz, Trotskied, Austin Matthews says, well, this guy's Mario Lemieux-like. Yeah. And as you know, you throw a little accelerant on the
fire.
You know, on the campfire there and boom. Apparently we're all out of control about it. But I don't think it's an unrealistic thing to sit here and opine that Austin Matthews very well could become the greatest Leaf that we ever see based on the potential that is so plainly obvious. I don't feel like that's a hot take.
No, it isn't. And let's go back to the Oilers' opening game versus the Calgary Flames, where for 2 days, all we could talk about was Connor McDavid and how he ripped through that Flames blue line. I'm going to paraphrase Todd White, who I got a lot of time for, former NHL player, he's a broadcaster in Ottawa.
Yeah.
I think he said on radio that in his mind, Connor McDavid might be the best player to play the game.
I think there was
something along those lines. I mean, the audio probably exists somewhere.
You're saying ever. Or is he...
Yeah,
there was a comparison as to, like, you know, is he going to reach that type of status?
Yeah. And, okay, look, that's his opinion, right? Good on him for sharing it, for having the you-know-whats to say it on Ottawa radio, TSN radio in Ottawa. Because that night, the next day, the day after that, man, you could build that case, you could understand it, based on how well he played in that game. Right. So we're an immediate responding group. That's what we do in sport in general,
right,
with social media, etc. So you know what? Right now, Austin Matthews is as hot as there is, period, right? Well, you know what? Maybe 2 weeks from now, he's in a bit of a mini slump. He's gone 2, 3, 4 games without scoring a goal.
Right.
You know, the coach is already trying to tamper things down by his acknowledgement, was it yesterday or the day before, that he had to have a one-on-one meeting with him to clean some stuff up. Like,
right.
What that is, that's Babcockery right there. Right. That is 100% what that is. Because I know he didn't like me talking about Matthews potentially earning more money than McDavid, and it's a common math equation.
I saw that one.
The cap is going up. If he's a marquee franchise guy, I believe he will be when they come time to extend, he's going to get 16.5% of the cap.
Right.
That's going to be around $13 million or more. That's more than Connor McDavid. So I think that the Leafs want to just quiet all this stuff down too a little bit. But it's impossible when you look at how well the kid is playing.
Well, and sorry to interrupt, but we were talking about Kucherov, like how well he's playing in Tampa. Kopitar's had a great start in L.A. But Leafs fans have something to celebrate. And I don't see a problem with that. But I do a lot of Ottawa games. You're right there as well. People are proud of Erik Karlsson.
He's back tonight.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
The guy is arguably the third best player on this planet. You know, he's in that conversation. If you believe that McDavid and Crosby are there, you know, Matthews is probably, let's say, top 10 world talent. So you're allowed to be proud of the players that you cheer for.
But there are markets around Canada, especially, that maybe don't get the same treatment. And I look at Winnipeg.
Yeah, right? Nikolai Ehlers.
Unreal. Last year was Patrick Laine. Now, the reason Laine got the interest because of the head-to-head with Matthews, and we in the media wanted to build that up, as we did game one.
Yeah.
You know, Toronto going into Winnipeg. But, I mean, Nick Ehlers is having a terrific start for the Winnipeg Jets, and he's not drawing the headlines that Matthews is, Nylander is. Karlsson, of course, coming back is huge.
Right.
McDavid and Edmonton go down the list. But in Winnipeg, they're talking about Nick Ehlers and how well he's playing.
And they should, because they stubbed their toe coming out of the gate, and Ehlers has been on fire, and you could argue he's been kind of the catalyst to help turn things around. Now, I love Mark Scheifele. I think I still believe Mark Scheifele is an underrated star.
I agree.
That doesn't get the love that the rest of the country gives to other players. Will that temper, or I think Scheifele will just push through that ceiling. Wheeler is a really consistent goal scorer, too. That line is outstanding.
Yeah.
But Winnipeg has to, for me, make the playoffs before they get on the map with a lot of other fan base through to everyone else. I think Scheifele's a superstar in my mind, and he's proven it, and he's going to continue to prove it.
I'll tell you, who's in Toronto? I don't think Nylander gets enough credit. I don't. I'm the first guy to admit that I had my reservations all the way through last season. I didn't think that he could be as impactful last year as he turned out to be, and I was still doubting him late in the season, even though he had a terrific rookie campaign. And even in this offseason, I wondered whether or not he'd be able to sustain where he was and elevate it, and he's done that. He's done that. And look, a big part of it has to do with the chemistry, obviously, with Matthews, but the overtime goal on Saturday night, as beautiful as it was, in Austin Matthews controlling that sauce pass and batting it in the way he did, pretty much that entire play is Willie Nylander, including the back check hard. You know, he's got enough in the tank to lead the rush back the other way and then execute that pass to perfection. You know, and that's the latest example of others. This kid is more than the real deal.
Did you use that example with the Quizmaster on the goals and assists being a point each?
You know what? I screwed that up. He was rattled. The Quizmaster was rattled after it because I used Gretzky in 894 goals, and I said I don't want anyone to ever touch that, but the point wasn't, you know, the number of goals. It was the 2 points. It was messy.
So, Drags, I mean, this is where kind of politics meet sports, and a lot's going on in Calgary, and I mean, I'm going to be the first to admit, I'm not all over what's going on in municipal politics in major Albertan cities, but I think we all agree that Naheed Nenshi, the incumbent, was facing pretty stiff competition in this Bill Smith fellow. It was very clear that the Calgary Flames were supportive of Smith vis-a-vis their arena situation. Nenshi yesterday wins re-election. So where does this leave everything right now?
Well, they're going to have to find a way to compromise. And by they, I mean ownership of the Calgary Flames, you know, and either Nenshi or whatever existing government is there when the Calgary Flames finally get to that breaking point. And I don't think that they're there yet. They have no choice but to embrace the Saddle Dome. You know, the old beauty that she once was. They've got no choice. That's their home, and that's where they're going to play. And, you know, I was reminded by, you know, someone within the organization today, they're no longer pursuing a new arena. But the reality of this situation is obvious. And Noodles knows this. You know, Calgary not that long ago was a top 10 revenue-generating team in the National Hockey League. You guys might be surprised to hear this. They're now a revenue-sharing team. Calgary gets revenue-sharing. Now, you know, can they, you know, muscle this out financially for the next 3 to 5 years? You know, probably. Nobody's going to starve associated with the Calgary Flames. But when you're comparing apples to apples, which is one NHL team's home to another NHL team's home, and the revenue streams that are generated within those walls, it breaks down in a hurry. And that's where I think the National Hockey League and the Calgary Flames ownership, you know, have a real tough time with the existing government.
Well, this is, I would say, a huge oversimplification, but it might get to the point. If Garth Brooks is going to Edmonton and doing a week and a half worth
nine
of shows.
Yeah. 9 shows.
Yeah. That's Calgary's looking at that.
Big, big dough.
And going, hey, what about us?
Yeah, and he rolled in there and did, I think, 3 or 4 shows in Calgary, but it's not the same. The building stinks. Like, as much as I love the city of Calgary, and I've played in that building and I have a soft spot for it, like, you look around the league, it's outdated. They've done their best. There was a massive flood there how many years ago? And they dug out of that. Alberta has been struggling. Now, I don't want to get political, but there was a tweet the other day when the Senators went through Alberta. A couple people retweeted. I thought it was funny, saying Ottawa, that's the first time Ottawa has not helped or beat Alberta or something like that. It was funny, but the economy there is struggling. And there are some people that would usually be deeper pockets and probably buying things, and the building would be full. they're struggling. Like, the oil business is in a recession, and they're trying to dig out. So I think it's tied to that. The government, there was a change over the NDP. Like, right. There's a lot of moving parts there. But outside of that, if you're a Calgarian and you're looking at the Oilers, you're looking at up the road.
Yeah, there's arena envy for sure.
3 hours north, and you've got a Star, and you've got a brand new arena. It there is some envy.
See, I don't believe for a second the Flames are going anywhere. I don't see it in 5 years, 10 years, 100 years. But we have to be aware of the what-if scenario. What if they do leave?
Yeah.
Can't ignore it.
Yeah.
Can't ignore it. And that's where the National Hockey League, the club, and we'll see whether or not the mayor.
Yeah.
All right,
in that same place.
We'll be watching tonight, TSN 4.
You bet.
Leafs, Capitals.